We read in the first reading today, in the fall of Adam and Eve, the first sin rendered by the human race in disobedience to God, in their freedom, the gift of freedom that was given to them. And we see immediately consequences that are connected to it. Yesterday I spoke about how the man and the woman were naked before each other, but without shame, because they shared perfect communion of God by creation, both in flesh and in spirit. But we see the consequences, what it does immediately, the breaking, the shattering of their relationship with each other, that they would cover themselves to protect themselves from the other, so as not to be objectified. Their communion, the bond that was so intensely a part of the very act of their creation, from one the other is drawn and they remain one. It is the first experience of them of knowing themselves as other, radically other. They cover themselves. There's something there, it just struck me, I don't have time. I could sit up here and babble for the next 10 minutes and maybe it would come out. But there is something there too, that it is the fig leaf, a part of God's creation that he intended to bless humanity with, that then they use as a covering, as a separation between them and God. They take something that God created for their blessing and they use it as a barrier between themselves and God. We see that played out even more later in that passage when God comes at the normal time of day where he would come, says in the breezy time of the day, in the evening, to walk with Adam and Eve in the garden as he did routinely. Whatever that was like. But it says that they hid themselves behind the trees. Again, they're placing the created good that God intended for their good, and they're placing it between God and themselves. There is something there, my brothers and sisters. Seemingly, every time we choose sin, we are seemingly in some way choosing some good of creation that God had created and ordered for our blessing, and we are somehow putting it between him and us. Adam and Eve do this because they have believed the lies of the evil one. That they would have to protect themselves from the one who created them and who loves them and who blessed them in such abundant ways. Their actions depict their understanding of who God is. Remember, I've said this multiple times, if you've been here for daily mass, our actions are determined by our thoughts. How we believe about things determines how we will act. And when we often say to ourselves, wow, I can't believe I did that, I can't believe I acted in that way, it's like, can't you? Are you sure that you don't understand that there's some belief that you hold about yourself, about God, about the other, that was manifest in the actions that you did? Get that straightened out. More than likely, you'll straighten out your actions as well. Jesus today in the gospel expresses a great kindness, not just in healing, that is his desire to heal, but the manner with which he does it. There is some reason why Mark writes or expresses the importance of this detail. They didn't have to say anything about Jesus taking the deaf man off by himself away from the crowd. But he does. And it seems insignificant in some way, you know. But is it really significant? Is it really insignificant? Adam and Eve protect themselves from God in their brokenness, in their woundedness. It seems that God manifest in Jesus, in his actions, he expresses to us this beautiful care with which God desires not to expose us or to use our brokenness as a moment of propaganda or a moment of anything other than his immediate care for this man. So, in one, there is a lie about God and who he is and his plan and his agenda for humanity. That theory, that opinion is spoken by the devil himself. What we see differently in the gospel is Jesus' actions depicting something different. Not one who is trying to keep us down or to oppress us or to shortchange us, but one who desires to reveal within us the very image and likeness of God that we possess. Adam and Eve didn't need to do anything to be like God. They were already like him by his generous gift of their creation. May we see in Jesus' actions the truth of the goodness and the trustworthiness of the God who loves us. And may we be intentional about purging from our lives any lie against his character, his goodness, and his love. Amen.